Welcome to Live Daf, your online Daf Yomi Shir.
Shalom Aleichem and welcome back to today's Daf Hayemi, Menachos Daf Chaf. We begin on your Tess Amid Beis at the second line from the very bottom. Back to Rav's statement. Rav tells us that only where the Torah repeats itself, so it dictates something once and then again, that's meant to indicate to us that it's actually critical, that it's mi'akev. So only those that are repeated are mi'akev. But those elements of the hakrava process which are only mentioned once, although you're meant to do it, but if you leave it out, the mincha is still acceptable. The mincha or the carbon. Maskev l'Rav Huna, I have a question. Hari melach, what about salting the karbanis? Deloy tana beikro, we don't find it repeated in the pasuk. Uma akvabe, and we find that melach, salting, of any type of carbon, as we're going to see later, is actually a critical. It's mi'akev. The sani, we have a brisa, in fact, that tells us so. Bris, melach olam hi. So the Torah relates to melach with the term bris, a covenant. It's a constant, non-negotiable. Shtei bris amur b'melach. That concept of bris is applied to salting the karbanis, and Rashi explains on the top line, shloi tifsik mi karbanis. It cannot be suspended. It's a constant. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon Omer, he has a different source that it's absolutely essential. So there's no real halachic machlekes, Rashi says. It's just a matter of sourcing. He says, you know how I know that salt is absolute? Nemar kan bris melach olam. We have the word bris over here. Olam hu. But nemar lahalam, we have find elsewhere. Bris kunas olam. So the karbanos are connected to kuhuna. And there too, we have the lashon bris. So we connect the two concepts. We connect the involvement of a kain with a karban and the presence of salt on a carbon, we connect the two. Kashem shei yefshal karbanus b'le kuhun, just like you can't have a carbon without kayanim. Kachi yefshal karbanus b'le melech, likewise without salt. So clearly, melech is me'akev, and the question is why it was not repeated. Amar Rav Yosef. You're right, there's a machlekes. And Rav will side with the position that in fact melech is not me'akev. Rav ketan dansvirli, he was like our Mishnah. Damar, who clearly tells us, loy malach, even if you skip the malicha, it's still kasher. Because it was not repeated in the Torah. Amalei Abaye, so Abaye responds to Rav Yosef, Yehachi. If that's how Rav will learn our Mishnah, that when it says loy, it means it was skipped entirely. What about loy yatzak? The yitzika, the mixing with the oil. Right? The third pour of oil. Loy yatzak, nami. So there too, the word loy means they skipped it, Loyatza Klal. That cannot be so because we know that Yitzika is Miyakev. Because that certainly was repeated in the Pesukim. Ella, so you must say that the term Loyatza just means it was done, but not with a Kayin. Loyatza Kayin, Ella rather was done by a Zar, a non Kayin, the owner, a Chanam is here as well, regarding the item of Loy Malach mentioned in the Mishnah. Who's to say that it means skipped altogether? It just means Loy Malach Kayin, Ella Zar. Although it wasn't done by the Kayin, it was done by the Zar. So you have no proof that the Mishnah, in fact, allows a carbon through without salt. Amalei, Rav Yosef responds to Abaye, but you cannot learn the Mishnah like that. The Malicha took place by way of a Zar, not a Kohen, because where is Malicha done? On top of the Mizbeach. So, V'chisalal da'etcha shazar karav gam Mizbeach, how could you even entertain the thought that a Zar, that a non-Kohen would be sitting on the Mizbeach? It doesn't belong there. So of course, the term loy malach doesn't mean no kayin, yes zar. It doesn't belong there. It just means it was skipped altogether. And in fact, our Mishnah will hold that even if you skip the melach, it works. And that's how Rav holds. An alternate pshat would be that Rav would agree that salt is critical for a different reason. Kivin nechsev be bris. So although it wasn't repeated in the pesukim, but since it says loshem bris, denotes absoluteness. Keman, it's as if it was repeated in the pasuk for emphasis. Detana be kradami. Ask the Gemara, what do you mean it wasn't repeated? We're working with the assumption that salt was not repeated. Detana be kradami, it wasn't repeated. Vaksiv. Torah. And the same pasuk repeats it. It starts with V'chol korban minchas chaba melach timlach. He meant the salt, the korban mincha. V'leisashbis melach brisel akech melach asecha. Don't suspend the salt. And then it repeats again. Al kol korban chatakriv melach. He meant to add salt to every korban. So of course it's repeated. It's emphasized over and over again. Well, no, that's not really a repetition. That has a different purpose. That pasuk is meant to specify which items need to be salted. It's not considered a duplicate expression. Hahu, that pasuk miboyle, look at the sign, it's needed for the following brisa to tell us exactly which items need to be salted and which don't. Brisa begins, look at the sign. Ilu nemar korban b'melach. So again, the pasuk begins, v'chol korban minchoscha b'melach timlach. If the Torah leaves out the word minchoscha, just v'chol korban b'melach, without minchoscha, I would say pretty much everything needs to be salted, even wood that's put on the mizbeach. Shemei ani afilu eitzim, v'dam or salt or blood of a korban, because they too are called korban. Shenikru korban, Rashi explains, there's a pasuk that relates to firewood donated on the mizbeach as carbon. It says v'hagoy rodlo yisi palnu al carbon ha'etzim, and certainly Rashi says is dam is called a carbon shu ikar kol azevach. Okay, so perhaps he meant to salt the blood or wood that was donated on the mizbeach. Comes the pasuk and says, you know what, mincha only, tamalei ma mincha. V'chol korban minchascha, not just any korban mincha. And we compare, right? Anything that's comparable to a mincha that shares the same features as a mincha will require salt. So how do you characterize? How do you define mincha? Ma mincha miyuchede shachirim boin chayvala. What's unique, specific about a mincha? It requires another element to accompany it. You need firewood on which you burn the mincha. So it comes along with firewood. That defines the item of the mincha. Af kol, likewise. Any other carbon which shares a similar characteristic, which needs to be burnt on firewood. So it needs firewood to come along with it. Sha'achirim, others, bo'in chayvala, required to come with it. They too need to be salted. So emurim, evarim of the oila, etc., etc. As opposed to eitzim, don't have that accompaniment of other wood. As opposed to dam, it's not burnt at all, so it doesn't have that feature, no salt. Okay, says the Gemara, if you can compare it to, if mincha is going to serve as a sort of a catalyst, as an example for what requires salt, perhaps we should tweak it differently. E ma mincha miyuched l'shemateres, perhaps we should compare others to a mincha in a sense that just like mincha is a matir, right, the koimetz is matir the shirayim for consumption, I've called shematir likewise. Only things which have that same function, that are matirim, require salt. And therefore, blood is included, because blood is the primary matir of a korban, avidam, shumat, shematir. Tamaloymar comes to pasuk and says, "Mi'al minchasecha." The next words in the pasuk, "From your mincha." What's that coming to do? It's coming to exclude something. "V'loy me'al demecha." You don't place salt on your blood. Okay, so the mincha is in, the dam is out. Says the Gemara, but not only the mincha, because anything that's comparable to a mincha that requires firewood to come along with it, etc. But not dam. There's a special exclusion on that. Says the Gemara, "Yachal tei." Mincha kula tuna melach. Perhaps the entire mincha needs to be salted, not just the kaimetz that's placed on the mizbeach. Tamaloymar. Again, back to the pasuk. Korban minchascha. Only the portion that's used as a korban. Korban, the kaimetz, ton melach requires salt. Vein hamincha kula tuna melach, but not the rest of the mincha. Continues the braisa. So if the term korban minchascha tells you to cover the kaimetz with salt, perhaps this only applies to the kaimetz. What about the levoina that comes along with the mincha? Perhaps that also. How do we know it needs to be salted? The answer is yeah, because it's one and the same entity. Mar benis, a levoina, include the levoina for salting. Shekein ba'ima b'kli echad, because it's brought together in the same kli with the kaimat, with the mincha. So it's one entity. Okay, so far we have that the kaimat of a mincha needs to be salted, and the levaina as well. We also exclude blood, because ma'al mechasecha comes to exclude dam. And we know that salting is not specific to kaimitz or levaina, it's basically anything that has a similar feature. Sha'achirim bo'in chayvala, it's a type of carbon that requires firewood to come along with it. But we can't include anything that's a matter like dam, because that's specifically excluded. Okay, so firewood is out, doesn't need to be salted, blood is out, kaimitz is in, levain is in. Ask the Gemara, Manan the Rabbi, what about including other carbon materials for salting? Manan the Rabbi says, Halabayna b'avnei atzma, what about levain that's donated on its own without a mincha? Or, Halabayna b'avnei zichn, levain comes in the spoons, v'lechem apon v'ak teres, what about the teres that's brought every day, minchas kayano, chas kamashiach, chas kamashiach, all these types of carbonates, emuri chatos, the fats of a chatos, emuri oshim, emuri kachim kadoshim, emuri kachim kal, vivari oila, the limbs of an oila, v'elos oif, and the oil bird, minayin. What about salting all these items? Tamal Leimar. Comes the end of the pasuk and says, it's all covered. Al kol karbon chatakriv melach. It's meant to be applied to all karbonis. Okay? So that's the purpose of this whole long pasuk. It's not meant to repeat and to denote that salting is critical. It's just meant to give you direction in terms of what requires salting. All right, let's go back to the Brice. So the Brice established that a kaimitz needs to be salted. Ain't there a kaimitz, perhaps only the kaimitz. The answer is yes, because it shares the same kli as the kaimitz. So we seem to need that reason in order to include the levaina. The question is why. So menayin l'rabbis ha'levaina, marbeis ha'levaina, include the levaina for salting, shekein, ba'ima b'kli echad, because it's in the same kli. Now why is that needed? Of course we know levaina needs to be salted, because we already set down the parameters, something which needs firewood to come along with it, which levaina has. Levaina is burnt on the firewood, on the eitzim. But Rami just told me that the rule is ma mincha miyuchedet she'achirim bo'in chayvala, something which is comparable to a mincha, which something which shares that same feature, which is burnt upon the firewood, requires malicha, while levaina shares that fate as well, has that feature as well. Hachikam, the Brisa means like this. Who's to say we can spread it out? Who's to say we can compare others to the mincha? Ema, perhaps we can learn the pasuk in a very specific, limited fashion with a klal prat formula, which limits it very, very, very drastically. Ema, perhaps we learn like pasuk like this. It begins with the word karban, right? V'chol karban. Karban is a klal, a general term. All karbanos are covered by salt. Next word is mincha ascha. U mincha is a prat. It's a very specific, defined item. So now we have a klal uprat, and perhaps we should limit our salting to mincha only. Ein b'chol el mashal prat b'prat. The Torah in the general only meant what it mentioned in the specific. Mincha, yeah, in. Yes. Midr chinu lebi, other items not. Hada amar, the Brisa comes back and says, we're not done yet. Because the pasuk concludes with al kol karbancha, which is again a general term, chazar b'chol. The Torah it comes back with a general. Now we have klal prat klal, a full system to tell you, yatadan elkena prat. We're not limited to the prat only. Rather, we can expand it and extend it to something which shares similar characteristics to the prat, to the mincha, which is as follows. Ma prat mefurush. What's specific about the mincha? Shachin boin chaybala. Because other materials such as firewood are needed for it to burn it on. Right? Afkol, shachin boin chaybala. Likewise, other karbanots which share similar definition require salt. Achir in the bone chayv lo mani. What are these other materials that come with it? That's the etzim, that's the firewood. Avkol etzim. Likewise, another carbon, right? Just like a mincha requires firewood and therefore needs to be salted, another carbon that has the same type of experience requires to be salt. Requires salt. Says the Gemara, who's to say that that the other items this other accompaniment is specifically wood. Ema, we can define it differently. Levaina. Just as a kaimet requires salting because it has accompaniment. Levaina. Right? Levaina accompanies the kaimets on the Mizbeach. So likewise, let's include any karban that has any sort of accompaniment. And now we bring the blood back into the picture. I see dam. Blood is included because it has accompaniment. Because we have the pourings of the wine and the oil on the Mizbeach, which come on account of the karban, which is primarily defined by its blood. So blood has accompaniment. It should require salting. Well, says the Gemara, you know, you're assuming that nesachim are considered accompaniments to the blood. No, nesachim b'hadei imurim l'asur. They accompany the imurim, the fats. They don't relate to the blood directly. So the blood doesn't really have accompaniment. My time, who's to say that the nesachim are accompaniments of the imurim rather than the blood? Achilu v'shtia. Because the fat is the solid food, so to speak, and the nesachim are the liquids. It's like when a person eats, right? There's food and drink. Likewise, regarding the mizbeach, let's assume that it's sort of one pair. Achila v'shtiyah go together, and the nesachim actually connected to neimurin. Adarabba, well, you can go the other way. You can say that kapara v'simcha, that the nesachim is meant to complement the kapara that's done with the blood, because that's what happens. First you have a kapara through the blood, and then that brings a simcha, which is expressed by the pourings of the wine, which is masameach alakim v'anoshim, right? That, like the pasuk says. So back to the question. Based on the mincha formula, the dam should be required to be salted as well. Ella says the Gemara levoina boima b'kli echot. There's a difference. Even if we suggest. That nesachim complement the blood, but it's different than the levoina complementing the mincha. Levoina boima b'kli echad. Levoina comes in the same kli as the mincha, but nesachim, they don't have that shared kli. Ein boin b'kli echad. So you can't really compare it. But regarding the other, you know, definition regarding wood, aval eitzim, but comparing other items which have firewood to the mincha which has firewood, that's a true comparison. Right, just as the kashrus of the mincha, the success of the mincha, the process requires firewood, the same with other karbanos that require firewood. That's a good comparison. Hence we know that any karban that requires firewood to go along with it requires salting. Says the Gemara, but maybe only something which has both mincha features should require salting. How? The emu should say like this: Ma prat mefurish. Just as the specifically mincha is defined by the fact that it's shachir and boin chayvela. Others come along with it, right? The firewood. Number two, umateres. The kaimis is mata the mincha, permits the mincha for consumption, etc. So perhaps only an item which shares both features needs to be salted. Afkol. Likewise, anything else that has both things, shachir and boin chayvela, umateres. Umayni. What do you have in mind? Levoina comes along, you know, lechem apanim and those spoons that have both features because they need to be, you know, burnt on the fire, and also the shari lechem, it's matah the breads. So perhaps only that needs melach. But other items, they don't have that double characteristic. Perhaps they don't need to be salted. The answer is no. Apparently, one feature is enough. Either the fact that it's a matah or the fact that it's needs to be accompanied with firewood. Why? How do I know that? Let's recall the brisa highlighted from the words of the pasuk, to exclude blood from being salted. What does that tell us? Regarding the base requirement of salting, you see, blood only has the matter characteristic. It doesn't need to be accompanied with firewood, right? It's just sprayed on the mizbeach. It's not. So you see that the comparison is only with respect to one feature. One feature theoretically would be enough, either the matter feature or the etzem feature. And that's why the pasuk has to exclude blood, which has the matter feature. So what does that tell you? Apparently all other items can compare themselves to the mincha with respect to just one characteristic, one criteria. So as long as it's accompanied by firewood, that's enough. Okay, so at the end of the day, what requires salting? So the catalyst, sort of the precedent, is the mincha, the kaimetz ha-mincha. But based on the klal prat klal, we learn that anything which is somewhat comparable to the kaimetz, it's a matir, or it has the accompaniment of firewood, also needs to be salted. And we exclude the firewood per se, that's not accompanied by other. And the dam is a special miut from the pasuk ma'al minchasecha v'lo mi'al damecha. Let's go back to that miut. Ma'al minchasecha teaches v'lo mi'al damecha. So we exclude something, we chose to exclude blood. Ve'ema, perhaps we should exclude evarim of the carbon. Ma'al minchasecha tells you only the mincha v'lo mi'al avarecha, not the evarim of the carbon. Who's to say to exclude blood and not the Eivarim? Says the Gemara, you know, if you have a choice between the two, Mistavra Eivarim Havalei L'Rabuyeh. It makes sense to include Eivarim as opposed to the Dam, because they're more comparable to the Mincha, which is the source of the Melicha, right? Shekain, they have no less than six comparisons. Achein Boin Chayvela, Kamoisa, they're comparable to the Mincha in the sense that they have the firewood that accompanies. Ishim, which blood doesn't have. Ishim kamoisa, they're burnt on mizbeach, like the mincha, as opposed to the blood. Bechutz kamoisa, they're specific to the azora only, as opposed to dam, which sometimes goes into the interior of the Beis Hamikdash. Noisar kamoisa, they both share the noisar status if they're left overnight, as opposed to dam, where there's no iser of noisar if one eats it after the time. Tuma, the person eats these items when he's tamei, he's chayev kamoisa, so the evarim have that like the kaimetz, which the dam doesn't have. Mi'ila kamaisa. In the kaimetz and evarim, we have mi'ila. If one has anah from it, he's over a mi'ila, as opposed to dam, which doesn't have mi'ila. So there's so many similarities, so it makes sense that they share the same halacha regarding malicha. Adarab, well, if anything, dam have a little buy, which should include blood and exclude the evarim, because we have some similarities as well between the dam and the mincha shekein matir kamaisa. First of all, just as the kaimis is a matir, so is the dam. And also, it's nifsal b'shkiyas achama kamaisa. Once nighttime comes, the dam is pasal. Day is over, right? And so is the kaimis. As opposed to evarim, which you have all night to do. Hanach nafisha, says the Gemara, but the 6 versus 2, hands down, wins the contest. And certainly it makes sense to compare evarim and give it the same aloha as the kaimis as opposed to dam. Amar. Let's go back and address one more point in that braisa. That firewood that's donated on the mizbeach doesn't need to be salted. Amar shami ani, perhaps I should include a filu eitzim v'dam, even firewood and blood shenikru carbon shall called carbon. Man shamas le'dama eitzim ikru carbon. The question is, who considers eitzim as a carbon? That's shitas Rebbe, it's Rebbe Danasi, as we're going to see in the next prices. The question is, ironically, Rebbe himself does require the firewood that's donated to be salted. The Rebbe b'yibayim melech needs to be salted. The sign we find in the price. So it says, "V'nefesh ki sakar of carbon." A person will donate a carbon, and the word carbon there is extra. Malamad, we learn shem misnad ben eitzim. You can donate firewood as a standalone donation. How much are you meant to donate? What's the minimum requirement in terms of quantity? Kama v'kama shnei gezarim, two blocks of wood. We find in the pasuk that in fact firewood can be considered a carbon by garolas hipal. No carbon eitzim. We've made lotteries to decide who's going to bring the carbon eitzim. Rabbi Omar says, Rabbi, in fact, Eitzim, when you donate wood, Karban Mincha, that's the status of a Karban Mincha. Utunun Melech, Utunun Hagash, you have to do salting, and you have to do Hagash, you have to tap it to the corner of the Mizbech, like a Mincha. Rabbi adds, the Rabbi, according to Rabbi Shita, it's called a Mincha. Eitzim Tun Kmitz, you have to do Kmitz, you have to crumble up some of the wood and do Kmitz on it, like a Mincha. Amar Papa takes it a step further. The Rabbi, according to Rabbi, that is called a Mincha, Eitzim Tzricham Eitzim. This bit of kmitza wood that you're going to put on the mizbeach, right? It needs to be burnt on top of other. All the entire eitzim that you donate, that needs to be placed on other firewood and burnt like any other carbon. Okay, so we see clearly that according to Rebbe, who considers a donated firewood like a karba mincha, you need kmitza, you need hagash, you need salt. Right? And in the previous brisa, so we relate to something about a wood donation, but we sort of leave out the salt. Says the Gemara, sami mikan etzim. You're right. The brisa earlier did not discuss etzim. Let's delete the word etzim, because in fact, if you donate firewood, it's considered like a carbon that needs to be salted. Okay, perhaps we'll leave the next piece for tomorrow's daf. Let's just recap today's daf. We discussed the melach, the melicha requirement on various karbanis, which fit the criteria. Is melicha ma'akev, according to some tanaim certainly, according to others we're not really so sure. We ended up with an interesting point that you can actually donate eitzim according to Rebbe, and it's treated like a mincha regarding all the halachis of akrava. All the best to you and atzlacha, Rabbi.